This is year 3 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast, hosted by the Fountain of Filth, Club Devo member number 1477. You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com. The show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. Warning, this podcast is for a mature audience. Welcome to episode number 43 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. I am your hostess, the Fountain of Filth, and what you just heard was the Nutra theme from Boogie Boys Basement Selection A059, the show they did on Halloween of 1981 at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. This is the first of 10 selections that I'm doing for this episode. Episode number 43 is the Boogie Boys Basement Show Part 3. This features 5 different selections of Boogie Boys Basement that I am fairly new to. If you like anything you hear, you can grab it on my FTP server. Email me, fof@luckynerd.com, for more details. Also from this selection, A059, is our next song, which is Soft Things. Soft Things is also the first of Fountain of Filth's favorite 5 for this episode. Next, we have the first of two selections from A074, which is the October 11th, 1990 show in Milan, Italy. First up is Postmodern Man, which is always a fun little tune. I've always liked this song. I'm not quite sure why. And the fact that it has two videos probably doesn't hurt. Fourth, we have Uncontrollable Urge. Who knows how many versions of this song the Poogie Boys basement contains? I'm not sure. Maybe I'll make it a personal mission to play every single one of them on this podcast.
Yeah.
a very special selection from Boogie Boys Basement, A090, which is the Veterans Day 1982 show they did in Boston. The reason why this is so special is because this is taken directly from the soundboard, which is really cool because you hear the band more than you hear the crowd. So this is very cool, and you'll probably hear me play every single song from this selection, which is something rare. There's very rarely that I like drain a source of all its content. So we'll just play them one after another. Peekaboo and the second of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, Deep Sleep.
Here we go!
fourth on Fountain of Filth's Favorite Five for episode number 43 are both from A092, which is a show from September 20th, 1990 in Oslo, Norway. First, we have Whip It, which I think is a really cool song. I didn't really like it for a long time because it was like, you know, the cliche Devo song. And no, I'm a Devo geek. There's more to Devo than Whip It. But I think I've told a story before, but I'll tell it again because it's my podcast. I was washing dishes one day, like a year or so ago, and the song came on, like kind of like hit me upside of the head. And it's just like, hey, you know, this is really a cool song with a really cool message. You shouldn't, like, get lost in the whole fact that this is the only song that 90% of the world's population know Devo for. Next up, we have Somewhere with Devo, which is really cool that I have yet another version of the song. I still think my favorite version is the one from Recombo DNA because of the version of Social Fools. It fits in really nicely. But I can see why they did Disco Dancer instead when it came time to do it live. I really, really love Somewhere with Devo, and that's probably because my dad's favorite musical is West Side Story. I think it's just really cool that Devo actually covered a song from West Side Story.
Do you really want more of this stuff? All right then.
Thank you. Thank you.
the final two selections are from D001, which is a great, great asset to the Boogie Boys Basement collection, and you can download via my FTP. I highly recommend it. The first one is Lost at Home, aka Tater Tot, which was originally played by Tenru on my very first guest podcast, which was episode number 5. Haven't played it since then, so it's been like 2 years since I played it, so I figured it's time to play it again. Because this is a really great example of why Boogie Boys Basement is just so cool for Devo fans, because it provides us all these cool little gems like this that give us a really cool peek into their creative process. Lost at Home is also 5th on Fountain of Filth's Favorite 5. And last on the list is Rhythmic Itch. Rhythmic Itch can be found on the 1979 album Nosferatu, which was a collaboration between Hugh Cornwell and Robert Williams. They had other guest musicians such as Mark and Bob Mothersbaugh, Ian Underwood, and Ian Dury. I think this is a really cool little song. It seems like Oingo Boingo and Devo made it and had a kid, and this is the song that it would be.
Grabbing me that way, the texture of the fabric brought me wrong with each day. Now the glove down, all the action makes me get.
And there you have it, episode number 43 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Special thanks, as always, to my husband for his support. It is actually his prompting that made me do a second or third or fourth or whatever take on this that I did. I did a podcast earlier and had finished it, and he gave me a couple of comments and made me realize, you know, maybe I should do this over again. So I did it over again, and I think it came out a little better. Special thanks also, obviously, to Boogie Boys Basement for their contributions to this podcast, which was every single friggin' song. I hope you liked it. You probably will not get any more double-length shows this season, unless I feel particularly inspired and really have nothing better to do, which I don't see is going to happen for the foreseeable future. So, this is Fountain of Filth, signing off, reminding you, when a problem comes along, you must whip it.